You're listening to Native Fest Series featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
My name is Derek Noson Brown. Noson, that was my great-great-grandfather's name on my mother's side, and that name was passed down to me, so that's what I carry myself as Noson. I signed my art by Noson. And so that's who I am. I'm 30 years old. I just turned 30. I'm a college graduate. I got my BFA, the Institute of American Indian Arts. I'm also my father's side. They're from Boys Fort right here. My mother, my maternal side, is out from Fort Hall, Idaho. That's Shoshone Bannock. So after a while, after high school, I went to Idaho State University to pursue a business degree, which was it was a great program, but what I really wanted to do is I just wanted to be consumed in just all around art and artists. So that's when I made the change to go down to Santa Fe. And so now, after my BFA, I'm looking into a master's in architecture is what I want to pursue. So I want to come back and use my skills, my artistic skills and style for home building. So I want to build some great homes, you know, possibly schools. And that's the big dream for the future, you know. But in the meantime, I'm using my art as a tool, you know, to get the to get my message out. And really what my message is about in my art, I'm always talking about identity and culture. Native culture with hip-hop is how it all started. Like, so hip-hop started in the inner city, you know, late 70s, you know, early 80s, inner city. And that's like people from all different ethnic backgrounds moved into the city where they lose connection, you know, with their past and their past culture and identity, right? So then what happens is they lost complete connection to that. So they came up with a different art form, another culture for themselves, which was hip hop. Native people can relate to that in a way because that's what happened to us with the government being displaced and put into different areas, you know, and where they forcibly tried to remove our culture and our identity from us. But, you know, it didn't happen, and we're back strong as ever, with even all the new contemporary tools at our fingertips. So that's the message I try to relate inside the paintings. So that's just a little insight there. So my next show is at the Briscoe Western Art Museum in San Antonio, Texas, which is a really great museum, brand new. But it's a juried show. So you apply. They like your art, then you'll get in, and that's a great way to get your art out there and get some exposure and sell some paintings. www.warmedicineempire.com. For the younger generation, well, just for anybody, if you're interested in art, you like to do art, that's something that, you know, you're passionate about or just have a natural skill for, I would say, you know, don't neglect that skill and don't neglect your time with it. So, you know, say for the younger kids, just keep on drawing and pushing yourself, and don't give up. Just don't give up. Keep on drawing and do the things that you like. Everyone has their own particular style. So it's good to take pointers and see different artists, and that's fine. I mean, that's how you learn too. But then when you keep on doing your own style, you will develop your own skill in a way that is recognizable. You know, it'll be your own. So just keep on doing art. You know, so all my Native people, yeah, stay focused. You know, many blessings. And all my artists out there, keep on doing art. You know, don't stop and don't be too critical and down on yourself. You just keep rolling with it. And keep developing. Yeah, so.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.